That's Phillips, Craig, and Dean. How deep the Father's love for us, and we still seem to be experiencing some technical problems. It's 7:26, so we may have to postpone the show. I'm going to go with it just a second or two longer and see if it'll correct itself. If not, I will, of course, have to postpone the show. Here's Sandy Patton.
Precious memories, unseen angels sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and the sacred past unfold. Precious memories.
That's Andy Patti with a great medley right there. I really enjoy that. Precious Memories in the Garden and Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Welcome, everybody, and hopefully we're going to ride out this storm, possibly, whatever was causing some like that when I was starting to get on the air. Anyways, going to try and record the show, and if there is a problem, then I'm going to, of course, report it, and I'll be able to make a little recording. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words, and a recording is probably worth 10,000 words to my stream provider. And so I definitely don't want to blame it on them. A big shout out. Well, if it is their fault, it is, though. But, we'll see what happens. Anyways, we're going to trust in God and see if we can get this show on the road. I've worked hard on it for a couple of days, and I hope it'll be a blessing to you tonight. Happy Mother's Day to Sue Pointer down in Somerset, Kentucky. Happy Mother's Day to Judy Merritt, who I'm used to calling Duetta, but she's used to hearing Judy. So happy Mother's Day to both of you, and God bless you both, and thank you so much for tuning in.
Welcome to the family. You can feel at home here. There's a lot of love that goes beyond these years. There's nothing like the fellowship of those who love the Lord. So welcome to the family. There's always room for more. The tablecloths are red and white. The tea is sweet and cold. The lines are long for that good fried chicken and green bean casserole. Are at play. The preacher asked the blessing. It's a scene that seems to say, welcome to the family. You can feel at home here. There's a lot of love that goes beyond these years. There's nothing like the fellowship of those who love the Lord. So welcome to the family. There's always room for more. Stick around for a while to sing some good old gospel tunes. Doesn't matter if the voices and the songs are new or old. There's something in the harmony that's speaking to my soul. Welcome to the family. You can feel at home here. There's a lot of love that goes beyond these. There's nothing like the fellowship of those who love the Lord. So welcome to the family. There's always room for more. When I count my blessings, it's easy to see my brothers and sisters that mean so much to me. So much more than just their words, their lives have always said. Welcome to the family, you can feel at home here. There's a lot of love that goes beyond these years. There's nothing like the fellowship of those who love the Lord. So welcome to the family. Oh, welcome to the family, you can feel at home here. There's a lot of love that goes beyond these. There's nothing like the fellowship of those who love the Lord. So welcome to the family. Oh, welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. There's always room for more.
The Booth Brothers, here's the Spear family. He's still in the fire.
Commanded they be thrown into the flame because they wouldn't. saw, cause he thought that he would find them lying dead upon the ground. But instead of three, he counted four up walking all around. Then I said, Mama, wait a minute, there's one thing that I must know. If three went in and three came out, then where'd that fourth man go? And I never will forget it. Mama danced across the floor. These are the words I heard her say while shouting through the door. She said, he's still in the fire and he's walking in the flame, and he'll be there to help you when you call upon his name, and he can still deliver by his almighty power. While he belongs, it's good to know he's still in the fire.
I said, he's still in the fire and he's walking in the flame, and he'll be there to help you when you call upon his name, and he can still deliver.
Flame, but I'm glad that I can tell you through the power of his name. Not one flame of fire will touch you. You'll come through it and you'll tell. Yesterday, today, forever, God is still alive and well. I said, he's still in the fire and he's walking in the flame, and he'll be there to help you when you call upon his name, and he can still deliver by his almighty power.
Isn't it good to know, going through all this coronavirus, quarantine, everything we've been going through as a nation and as a world, that he's still in the fire? That was the Spear Family. Here's Brian Spree and Assurance. It's called The Old Time Way.
There are so many things that have changed today, and some have been for the best, but I would like to stay. There is one thing you can improve upon. I like the old time way of praising the Lord.
I like the old time singing. I like to see,
the saints praising the Lord.
I like to feel,
that old time holy power moving in my soul. Well, it makes me want to do my very best to live right.
Brian Free and Assurance, and I like that old-time way of praising the Lord, too, don't you? Amen. You know, that's what I grew up with. We got some great Mother's Day songs coming up in the second half of the show. Please stay tuned for that. Here's the Tallies. Too much to gain, to lose.
Behind me, too many trials are through. Too many tears help me to remember that there's too much to gain.
Place where friends and loved ones meet.
Right on the corner of
Yes, I'm moving, moving.
Hey, I said,
oh, when I'm leaving, but I'm ready to go. When I get to heaven, I'll be welcome, I know.
Don't you know, I'm moving,
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 moving, moving up to glory land.
I absolutely just adore the cathedrals and moving on up to glory land, and they crack me up every time I listen to that song. It's such a feel-good song, and it's going to feel so good when we move up to glory land and we're going to see those mamas that we're all missing today. It's going to be a hallelujah meeting, amen. Here are the Hensons.
Won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? When the saints are bold and standing with the greetings, you welcome us across the tide. We'll lift glad hands together, go shouting up through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
Celebration for getting where we've been. Now we're standing on the top of Zion, triumphant over sin. First the angels will stop singing, then the doorbells start ringing, then the peri-all of heaven, oh, when the saints go marching in.
Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side? When the saints are bold, standing with the greetings, you welcome us across the tide. We'll lift glad hands together, go shout all through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
Well, I've been laughed at here for shouting since many long years ago, but I got more than just religion. When Jesus saved my soul, I got no way down in salvation, like no mortal tongue to tell. And a standing invitation to a hallelujah spell. Oh,
won't that be a hallelujah,
a hallelujah time? When the saints
are welcome us across the time, we'll lift our hands and shout all through the land. And when you think it's just about ended, it'll happen all over again.
Savior's hand in that blessed promised land, gonna shout and sing through the endless ages. What a happy day.
Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day that will be when we gather there.
Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day when we climb those golden stairs. We'll see our loved ones gone before, James and John and a million more. Oh, what a happy time that's sure to be. Oh, what a happy day.
And when I walk into heaven fair, see my blessed Jesus there. He'll place a crown upon my head, give me a robe of white to wear. Gonna walk on streets of purest gold, I'll live forever and never grow old. I'll shout and sing through the endless ages, what a happy day. Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day that will be when we gather there.
Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day when we climb those golden stairs. We'll see our loved ones gone before, James and John and a million more. Oh, what a happy time that's sure to be. Oh, what a happy day.
Everybody,
everybody,
everybody. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Brother, there's a record in the coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you a warning. We'll have a wonderful time up there.
Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day that we'll be when we gather there.
Oh, what a happy day.
What a happy day when we climb those golden stairs. We'll see our loved ones gone before, James and John and a million more. Oh, what a happy time that's sure to be when my Jesus we shall see. What a happy time that's sure to be. Oh, what a happy day.
Legacy 5 and what a happy day. 7:55 and we'll be going into the Mother's Day portion of our program very soon. Please stay tuned for that. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
I went to visit the Shrine of Plenty, but found its door all filled with dust. I bowed at altars of gold and silver, but as I knelt there, they turned to rust. So I'll worship. Oh,
the gods of earth fail and betray me, you alone are truth and life. So
I'll worship only at the feet.
Vocal band, I'll worship only at the feet of Jesus. It's 8 o'clock, and I want to welcome a couple of ladies. And Stephanie Preston, who is listening down in Clinton, Mississippi. Welcome, Stephanie, and wish your precious mama a happy Mother's Day for me, if you would, please. And happy Mother's Day to Sue Estes and her husband, Don, listening over in Eubank, Kentucky. Welcome, guys. And thank you so much for tuning in. God bless both of you. Here's the Inspirations, and look what I'm trading for a mansion.
I once heard the story of a sainted old mother who had lived out her life here on earth. As she lay on her deathbed, her friends gathered round her, and these are the last words she said.
What I'm trading for a mansion. Oh, look what I'm leaving behind. Oh, look who will be there to greet me when I step in God's sweet paradise. I'm leaving behind all my sorrow. I'm leaving behind all my care. For I'm trading it all for a mansion has gone to prepare.
Her hands were so feeble, her voice was so low, but she still had a smile on her face. She said, I hear singing and they're waiting for me. Then she looked toward heaven and said,
what I'm trading for a mansion. Oh, look what I'm leaving behind. Oh, look who will be there to greet me when I step in God's sweet paradise. I'm leaving behind all my sorrow. I'm leaving behind all my care. For I'm trading it all for a mansion has gone to prepare. Oh, look what I'm trading for a mansion. Oh, look what I'm leaving behind. Oh, look who will be there to greet me when I step in God's sweet paradise. I'm leaving behind all my sorrow. I'm leaving behind all my care. For I'm trading it all for a mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare. Yes, I've traded it all for a mansion that Jesus has gone to prepare.
Well, I want to tell you, it's been a real emotional time for me putting the show together. looking for special mama dedications and finding them and then listening to them. And then, you know, the eyes start sweating and you start, you know, missing your mother. And, you know, but there's so much comfort in the songs too, because the songs tell me I'm going to see her again someday. And this, you know, this life as we know it, as you've heard so many times, is just a vapor. And one poem that I particularly like, and I'll have another one coming up here very shortly, is your mother's always with you. Your mother is always with you. She's the whisper of the leaves as you walk down the street. She's the smell of bleach in your freshly laundered socks. She's the cool hand on your brow when you're not well. Your mother lives inside your laughter. She's crystallized in every teardrop. She's the place you came from, your first home. She's the map you follow with every step that you take. She's your first love and your first heartbreak. And nothing on earth can separate you. Not time, not space, not even death will ever separate you from your mother. You carry her inside of you.
There's a voice missing in our little country choir. Rock of ages will never sound the same.
Johnny Rambo sing. Mama's teaching angels how to sing. 9 minutes past 8 with the Florida Boys. Mama made it.
Apple pie, my birthday cake. Mama always loved to bake. I could tell by the way it tasted. Mama made it. Tablecloths, ceramic dolls, that wooden craft on the kitchen wall. I used to brag about it all. Mama made it. God called Mama home on high, left these teardrops in our eyes. Don't know why, but we know she wouldn't trade it. God has something great in store. She had her eyes on heaven's shore. We're still here just like hard day's work. She always drove us kids to church. Didn't always get there first, but Mama made it. That old piano was out of key, but it rang out in such harmony. How it could sound so good to me. Mama made it. I call Mama home on high, left these teardrops in our eyes. Don't know why, but we know she wouldn't trade it.
Tears me up. That's the Florida Boys and Mama Made It. It's 13 minutes past 8, and I had recorded this next special Mother's Day poem, and I have a hard time getting through it. That's the reason I recorded it, but I want to try to read it live, and it's such a beautiful poem, and I got a beautiful song to go into after the poem. It's called A Mother's Love. It's by Paula J. Fox. A mother is born in that very moment. A child becomes her own, and her heart begins to overflow with a love she has never known. Her focus changes instantly as her heart beats for another. It will never be the same again. It's the powerful heart of a mother. It's a heart of incredible courage with strength and endurance too. She fiercely protects and defends her young in ways only she can do. She sacrifices self to give. her children what they need, developing their character to make sure that they succeed. Just like a lovely gardener, she plants her seeds of love. Her heart gives lots of sunshine, like blessings from above. She provides a firm foundation, a peaceful, loving home, so her children's roots run deep and strong, no matter where they roam, with a heart that nurtures them along to grow in the right direction. She allows them freedom to blossom and thrive under her wise protection. They're prepared to face the storms of life as they learn to stand alone. She gives them a sense of value and strength with a confidence of their own. There's a special beauty in a mother's love. She's a picture of wisdom and grace. We honor her with gratitude. No one can take her place. Here's Emily Lauderman, This Amazing Love.
Mention a million things Mom did for me.
Of course, is the precious Rhonda Vincent and Medals for Mothers. Here's Jeff and Sherry Easter. It's called Mama's Bible. Jeff and Sherry Easter. Here's Loretta Lynn.
How sweet and happy seem those days of which I dream, when memory recalls them now and then, and with what what rapture sweet my weary heart would beat if I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear my mother pray again. If I could hear her tender voice as then, how glad I would be. Would mean so much to me if I could hear my mother pray.
Yesteryears of childhood, Mama taught me that having fun was Sunday morning meeting time. If every time that those church bells rung, and after the family devotions at night, why she'd lead me up those stairs, and that's where I first heard the echo of my dear old sweet old mama's prayer. And when
missiles, tanks and ships and guns, when men believe there's just one way that a war is ever won, well, I've had that secret weapon that all
Mama prayed heaven, prayed a
all the incredible sounds of the Kingsmen and When Mama Prayed. It's 8:31. And let's just go to the Lord in prayer and for this special day honoring our mothers. Heavenly Father, on this special day, I want to give you a prayer of thanksgiving for these wonderful angels who gave birth to us, who raised us, who fed us, who clothed us, who cried with us, who rejoiced with us, who took care of us. They took care of us when we were sick, and they loved us, Lord, with that special agape kind of love, totally unconditional, remaining our best friend until they took their last breath. We call those wonderful, unselfish, loving creatures mothers. Father, we honor them today on this day called Mother's Day. We ask you to bless the ones still on this earth with us. And we thank you for those who perform their duties as mothers and are now with you, Lord, for eternity. Someday, through the supreme sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, we will be united with our mothers in heaven.
You know, most people look through their wallets or their pocketbooks and way down at the bottom past the credit cards and baby pictures, green stamps, you usually find a little old dog-eared piece of poetry. I was cleaning out my wallet the other day and I ran across a whole bunch of IOUs, some of them 30 years overdue. Funny thing is that all these IOUs are owed to one person. And I kind of feel like right now might be a pretty good time for an accounting. Mom, you listening? Mom, I owe you for so many things. A lot of services. Like night watchman, for instance. For lying awake nights, listening for coughs, cries, creaking floorboards, and me coming in too late. You had the eye of an eagle, the roar of a lion, but you always had a heart as big as a house. I owe you for services as a short order cook, chef, baker, for making sirloin out of hamburger, turkey out of tuna fish, and two big old strapping boys out of leftovers. I owe you for cleaning services, for the daily scrubbing of face and ears, all work done by hand, and for the frequent dusting of a small boy's pants to try to make sure that he led a spotless life. And for washing and ironing no laundry could ever do. And for drying the tears of childhood and for ironing out the problems of growing up. I owe you for service as a bodyguard, for protecting me from the terrors of thunderstorms, nightmares, too many green apples. And Lord knows I owe you for medical attention, for nursing me through measles, mumps, bruises, bumps, splinters, and spring fever. And let's not forget medical advice either. Oh no, important things like don't scratch it or it won't get well. If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that. And probably most important of all was be sure you got on clean underwear, boy, in case you're in an accident. And I owe you for veterinarian services, for feeding every lost dog that I dragged home at the end of a rope, and for healing the pains of puppy love. And I owe you for entertainment. Entertainment that kept the household going during some pretty tough times, for wonderful productions at Christmas, 4th of July, and birthdays, and for making make-believe come true on a very limited budget. I owe you for construction work, for building kites, confidence, hopes and dreams, and somehow you made them all touch the sky. And for cementing a family together so it'd stand the worst kinds of shocks and blows, and for laying down a good, strong foundation to build a life on. I owe you for carrying charges, for carrying me on your books for the necessities of life that a growing boy has just got to have. Things like a pair of high-top boots with a little pocket on the side for a jackknife. And one thing, Mom, I will never, ever forget. When there were only two pieces of apple pie left and three hungry people, I noticed that you were the one who suddenly decided that you really didn't like apple pie in the first place. These are just a very few of the things for which payment is long overdue. The person I owe them to worked very cheap. She managed by simply doing without a whole lot of things that she needed herself. My IOUs add up to much more than I could ever hope to repay. But you know, the nicest thing about it all is that I know that she'll mark the entire bill paid in full for just one kiss and four little words. Mom, I love you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it wiped me out again.
One bright and guiding light that taught me wrong from right, I found in my mother's eyes. Those baby tales she told of streets all paved with gold, I found in my mother's eyes. Just like a wandering sparrow, one lonely soul, I walk the straight and narrow to reach my goal. God's gift sent from above, a real unselfish love, I found in my mother's eyes.
The great Tennessee Ernie Ford in My Mother's Eyes. I'm sorry I didn't back announce Jimmy Dean on IOU that came before that, but I was a little disheveled emotionally. And I'm a professional, and I'm not supposed to do that. I'm not supposed to get teared up and let my eyes sweat and let my voice crack and all that. But I relax with you guys. You guys are like my family. And so I probably show a little more emotion than I normally would if I would be on a commercial station, you know, broadcasting a show like this. I tend to stay detached when I'm doing something like that. But this show this evening has really, really touched me, and touched me putting it together, and has blessed me, and I hope it's blessed you. I'd like to read this poem, if I could, please. It's called Roses for Mama, and you've probably heard it before. Lord, are there roses in your garden on the shores of Jubilee? Would you pick a dozen of your best and deliver them for me? For you see, today is Mother's Day, and I can't visit my mom, for it wasn't very long ago the angels came and took her home. So if there are roses in your garden on the shores of Jubilee, would you pick a dozen of your best and deliver them for me? Would you take them to my mother and tell her that I love her? Tell her that I miss her in oh so many ways. But I have joy in knowing we'll meet again someday, and we'll pick roses together on the shores of Jubilee.
Oh, mama, like the roses, she'd grow them in the yard. But winter always came around and made the growing way too hard. Oh, mama, like the roses, and when she had the time, she'd decorate the living room for all us kids to see. When I hear the Sunday bells ringing in the morning, I remember crying when she used to sing. Oh, mama, like the roses, but most of all she cared about the way we learn to live, and if we said our prayers.
You know, I kept the family Bible with a rose that she saved inside. It's pressed between the pages like it found a place to hide.
Like the roses, in such a special way, we bring them every Mother's Day and put them on her grave. Oh, mama, like the roses.
That's Elvis Presley, of course, and one that always just tears me up. It's Mama Like the Roses. 844, and I haven't prayed with you for anybody tonight except for our mothers. And if you would just allow me just a couple more minutes, I would like to pause and pray for some folks on my prayer list and on my gospel music buffet prayer list, if you would join me. Heavenly Father, I now lift up these names before your throne and ask you to bless each one with strength and healing if that's their need, or peace and comfort if that's their need. We're thinking of Danny Caldwell, Vicki Wilhelm, and Paula Hayes, Father. They need peace and comfort right now. They've lost loved ones close to them just a few days ago. We pray for strength and healing for Arthur R., Julia Maxwell, Tom Joyce, Jan Wilson, Ray Goggins, Vivian Scott's daughter Danielle, Rich King, Amy Alexander, Sherry Tuttle, Rush Limbaugh, Gary Mosley, Misty Cundiff, We pray for strength and healing for Sharon Dalton's nephew, Zach. Sharon's husband, Kelly Dalton. We pray for strength and healing for Beverly Spall Jasper and her sister. Also, we pray for Retha Morrow, battling cancer. Pastor Bill Hall Sr., Kenzie Rohr. Pray for our good friend, Chloe Hargis, Father. We pray for Alexandria Henning, also battling cancer. Eric Long, in that battle with cancer, Shelby Reynolds, Janie Beam, all battling cancer. We pray for continued strength and healing for Dwayne Gaines, Linda Sewell, Tom Crow, Olivia Newton-John. We ask you, Father, to bless Brother Claude Davis and his wife, Evelyn, going through some trials physically. Also, please bless Sue and Don Estes, Father. Give them strength. Give them healing. Give them comfort and give them peace. Father, we pray for our president, President Trump. We ask that you lead, guide, and direct him, Lord, through these perilous times, Father. We ask that you lead, guide, and direct his cabinet. We pray for that hedge of protection around all of them, Father. We pray for all those who are battling the coronavirus right now. We're praying for strength and healing for them. And again, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for our mothers. We thank you for the music that you helped me put this show together today, Father. And if it has blessed people, Lord, I'm giving you the credit. I ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Folks, thank you so much for joining me. God bless you. And God bless all you mamas out there again. Going out with a song by Mark Schultz tonight called Remember Me. God bless you, everybody. Have a great week.
When the children leave their Sunday school with smiles.